I think we're seeing the deterioration, almost like the death of basketball. I recently seen a clip that 12 Cal, shout out to 12 Cal, man. I seen a clip that he sent to me. Or no, did I send it to him? Either or, we send stuff to each other all the time or whatever. But there's a clip of JJ and LeBron with the potential of a new podcast on the way. I forgot what it's called, though. I had the name. Sorry, but I had the name. I had looked it up. A new podcast. Focus. It's like Focus on the Game. Focus on the Game or something like that. And you could just hear Bron and JJ break down out of bounds play, right? He know what you gonna do, how you gonna do it, why you want to do it, etc. Like, you gotta have a level of passion for the game. I also sent it to one of my group chats. You know what I'm saying? And they were saying, like, you know, in the group chat, it was said that, hey, you know, I wish the kids were like this. You know what I mean? And because we have a lot of talented basketball players in the United States. That's never been never been a thing, right? I think the level of competition is gone away. Not completely. You can see it in spurts, but it's not consistent across the board. I think when we talk about the 90s, I think we talk about the passion for the game. You know, today's generation will joke about how the skill set and the talent level was back then. It was very segregated between the superstars and basically the teammates or the role players, so to speak. Whereas now, like, you know, when you look at that Denver team, that Denver championship team stack, when you look at the Phoenix Suns, it's something that we've never seen before. Well, I ain't gonna say it's not like we ain't never seen it before. We've definitely seen Scottie on Houston, right? But at that point, you know, I wouldn't say Scottie was washed. Nah, I mean, some of his best basketball came when he was in Portland. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, prime wise, nah, we didn't see nothing like that. We didn't see, you know, the LeBron and Wade and Chris Bosh type of thing. Hell, we didn't even see, well, in a way you kind of seen what the Celtics did. You know, like, the Celtics was, you know, you had a couple of players that was damn near over their prime, you know. I don't think any one of them was in their prime at the time. No, I doubt it. I think it was just over, you know what I'm saying? It was the old heads. And I think Rondo being the baby out of the crew was the reason why. I think Rondo was the reason why the Celtics won the championship. Rondo was the reason why we won our championship in a bubble. You know what I mean? But it all goes back to the passion of the game. And a lot of people feel like the youngsters, and they, you know, they've been saying for the past a decade or so that AAU is killing the game. Because, and then, you know, they try to kick some dirt on Steph Curry's name by saying, you know, he changed the game by the way he plays and shit like that. And it's like, you can't keep blaming these players for your child's actions. Like, at some point, you got to realize that, hey, you know, there's a reason why they have coaches still. If you're not listening to your coach, if you're not, you know, following what coach is putting out, especially if he's putting out some major game, then that's on your child at the end of the day. I understand being influenced by, you know, your favorites and things like that, but I had a lot of favorites. I'm not even going to say I've ever really played like Scottie Pippen. I mean, I did love to, we love to play defense, especially at the Mont. Could I shoot the three ball? Absolutely. But I was a guard. I wasn't a small forward. You know, I appreciated his game, but Scottie's game was very basic. He was just fundamentally, and he was talented to where he was a 6'7", 6'7", 6'8", small forward, a wing player that could handle the rock. He was a point forward. You know what I'm saying? So you didn't have too many of those, especially in that era. He was one of a kind. You know, the reason why we didn't, you know, Magic didn't get another ring is because Scottie in his early days, that nigga was a goddamn machine when it came to defense. And Magic was, you know, just over his prime. You know what I mean? And the assignment was, hey, let's switch it up. Darvin Ham, you can take notes, bro. You can do in-game adjustments just like that. We're not going to talk about Darvin right now. But, you know, we got about like 25, 26 more games left. You know what that means. When it's less than 30 games, that's two things. Playoffs is on the way and March Madness is on the way. And I don't have too much March Madness to talk about other than I'm waiting for the women's bracket, if anything, because they've been having the most drama. And yes, it's been drama-driven for them, but they've been having hoopers, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to tune in just as much or even more for the women's side, especially this year, because it's just been better ball play. I didn't even know Connecticut was number one in the men's bracket. I didn't even know that. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm not going to even front like that. I've been in and out of college basketball this season because it's not even because of my Bruins they didn't even make the tournament. That's the bad part. They didn't even make the tournament. You know, and this is coming off some phenomenal tournament appearances. It's unlike us. But hey, it is what it is. It happens, man. It happens. You got to get over it. Got to fix it. Just get back, recruit. Let's get back to where we belong at. But March Madness is on the way. It's popping up this week. I'm going to fill out a couple of brackets. I'm not happy. I'm not ecstatic. I'm not excited for none of this shit. I think this is just one of those seasons. Like, I haven't really been paying close attention to it because it just hasn't been there. I've been tuning into a lot more women, a lot more South Carolina, UCLA, USC, Purdue type of games. You know what I'm saying? LSU on the women's side type of games. They've been running shit. I mean, but college basketball, women's college basketball has always been up there. It's on the lower scale when it comes to the major sports, but it's up there. Especially the A tournaments. Oh my God. But just to wrap this up, man, I didn't want to, you know, have too much longer of an episode. I know my Raiders are still making moves. I'm going to wait on that because I want to wait to talk about my Raiders after the draft. You know, when everything is pretty much complete before we go into the OTAs and shit like that, the offseason workouts and stuff. So I'm going to wait on that. But as far as getting back to that passion and these young kids, the game is dying. The game is dying just like how it's to me, it's similar to hip hop, how hip hop is just, you know, rap in general is just on an all time low. You feel me? I feel like you have spurts or certain artists. To me, you have certain players that stick out and things like that. But the overall game, college basketball, at least for the men's side, is pretty, And I thought about buying some tickets for like the Elite Eight. I think we get the Elite Eight out here in LA at the Crypto. Tickets don't go for too much, about $200-$300 a seat. So that ain't bad for the Elite Eight. I still might look into that. But outside of that, man, yeah, no, coach your kids, man, to the best of your ability. If you can't coach them, and I know how difficult it is to coach your own kids, you can't coach passion, though. That's the thing. You can't coach passion. And they are right in the group chat, like, the passion is just gone. You're not going to see too many young players. You can't really point out too many young players that's going to sit up there like a J.J., And break it down like a JJ and a Bron. You know, a lot of people want to pick Bron's head. They want some of that behind the scene, in the locker room type of chatter. You know what I'm saying? I think Bron would be fitting for podcasting. That's what I want to close out with. We'll get to the passion thing another day on another episode, maybe next week. But I want to say this about Bron. Bron has been strategic his whole career, you know? Maybe he's had options before he made his decisions, but he's always had the major shit laid out. You know, he moved out here. I think this was always a plan. He knew he wasn't going to be able to come straight to L.A. You know, would he have? Maybe. That would have been crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I can't see a team with both LeBron and Kobe on the same team. That's fucking a young LeBron at that. Shit, nigga, you crazy? That's at least four. That's two four-peats out the gate. I'm set tripping saying that. I know I'm tripping when I say that, but I'm sticking by it, nigga. That's eight. Nigga, them niggas get Kobe and LeBron together, and a young LeBron. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, we right back at the Pistons. We snatching that right back. But I think he'll do well. I think he'll do very well in podcasts. As long as he stopped the lying or fabricating, like, you don't have to do that. Give me the barbershop set, but a little bit more gutter. You know what I'm saying? Because the barbershop, that shit was all right. It was cool. And you could tell that he was pushing the envelope a little bit by cussing and, you know what I'm saying, drinking his wine as usual and stuff like that. But it's still under a network and you got to chill out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You still got an image to keep up. You know what I'm saying? After this, you know, I don't know what LeBron's plans are. We all assume that he wants to own a team or something of that nature. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. But we'll see. We'll see, man. I think he has a promising, you know, career outside of basketball. And I can't wait to see that because I think it's going to be different. Unlike Jordan's, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though Jordan had a, you know, he gave us the Space Jams. You know what I'm saying? He gave us the camps and shit like that. But as far as, like, entertainment, he was in the shadows a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I think the most publicity Jordan was getting off the court is when he was going through his divorce. And he'd stay in the news about the shoes and shit like that. But outside of that, man, he ain't really provide, like, you know, that's where they say Jordan would never touch Bron just off the court. And I agree, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it wasn't like that back in the day. Jordan would have probably had to do more, but I think ultimately Jordan just didn't care like that. I don't think, you know, what we wanted, what kids seen him as is not what it really was or not what, you know, what it really is. And that's cool because all your favorites are some type of assholes. But I think they wanted that perfect, you know what I'm saying, almost like the Will Smith type of image, you know what I'm saying, dominant. Or whatever. So, but Bron has, he, you know, fortunately came up in an era where social media was a thing and he actually shares his family a lot. You know what I'm saying? They know his kids, they know his wife and so on and so on. And they got personalities that gel well with the public. Mesh well with the public. I don't know what I just said. But anyhow, man, I think he'll have a phenomenal career, whether he podcasts, continue to produce and direct movies and shit like that. I know he gonna get into the cinematic side a lot. So shout out to Bron for that, man. But that little podcast clip with him and JJ, I could subscribe to that, especially those two, because JJ is a phenomenal podcaster, not just sports podcaster either. I think he got some. I think I'll go as far as saying this. I think JJ Redick could eventually get to what you call it status, Jim Rome status. I think so. I think he can get to that status. But we'll see. You said we'll see. We'll see. JJ technically he don't talk like a rookie, but technically, you know, this would be like his rookie contract run or whatever, if we want to do it like the NBA. But, you know, nothing but veteran bars though. Yeah. But open run with BTG, man. Keep that passion for the sport. See y'all next week.